This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasang with the news, the headlines first. Discussions on the report presented by the chairman duo ongoing in the standing committee meeting of the Communist Party. CIAA arrest chief administrating officer of the Guti Corporation and his deputy, alleging them of corruption. International Migrants Day being observed today with the aim of making global community aware about rights of migrant workers and their family members. And 22 civilians killed in Syrian government and Russian air offensive in northeastern Syria. Now the news in detail. Standing committee members of the ruling Nepal Communist Party have complained that the party unification has not completed as per the expectation and aspirations. While speaking at the standing committee meeting, the leaders said that the party unification bid should be completed up to grassroots from the centre. The standing committee members are expressing their views on the political report tabled by the chairman duo KP Sharma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda in the meeting that began at the party central office Thumbarai from December 15. Party spokesperson R.N. Kajasrestha said the members were commenting on the report and suggested the leadership on various issues. The meeting will continue at 11 a.m. today at the central office. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAE, has arrested the Chief Administrator of Guti Corporation, Narayan Chaudhary, and Deputy Administrator, Jayaprasad Regmi, in corruption charges. Issuing a press note yesterday, the Commission informed that Chaudhary and Regmi were arrested with evidence showing their involvement in corruption. The Commission said the evidence reveals that the accused took bribe money to affect an ongoing case in Guti Sansthan and later returned the bribe money. The commission is investigating into the charges. The International Migrants Day is being observed across the world today in a bid to aware the world community in ensuring the protection of rights of migrant workers and their families. Nepal is also marking the day amid various programs. Every year, December 18 is marked as the Migrant Workers Day, commemorating the 1990 treaty approved by the United Nations General Assembly regarding the protection of rights of migrant workers and their families. The national and international organizations working in migration sectors have organized various programs to pressurize the world community for migrants' protection. In Nepal also, the Ministry of Labor, Employment and Social Security has initiated a week-long campaign to spread the awareness program on safety of migrants and safe migration. The Korea International Cooperation Agency's KOICA President Lee Mi-kyung paid a courtesy call on President Bidyadevi Bhandari at the office of the President Shital Nivas in the capital yesterday. The delegation led by Lee included South Korean Ambassador Park Hyung-sik as well as other high-level official from KOICA headquarters and Nepal office. The meeting discussed possible collaboration between Korean government and Nepal government in gender mainstream programs in Nepal that could lead to women empowerment. President Bhandari thanked Korean government for being a good friend of Nepal for a long time. During the meeting, President Bhandari mentioned about the employment permit system that offers employments to Nepali youths and implementing other development activities in Nepal. The newly appointed British ambassador to Nepal, Nicola Polith, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Finance, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, at the Finance Ministry office in Singha Darbar yesterday. On the occasion, Minister Khatiwada and British envoy Polith discussed a wide range of matters on mutual interests between Nepal and the Great Britain. Minister Khatiwada extended the thankfulness to the British government for its cooperation for post-quake reconstruction in Nepal. He briefed the British ambassador of the economic measures taken up to ensure reforms in the economic landscape of the country, including progress achieved in implementation of federalism. Main opposition Nepali Congress has decided to raise its voice at the federal parliament against mismanagement, irregularities and exploitation existing in the labour and foreign employment sectors. Dr. Dila Songrola informed this through a press meet in Kathmandu yesterday. The parliament winter session is commencing on December 20 and the party is all preparing to raise the issues in the session. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Newly elected member of the House of Representatives, Bidya Bhattarai, took the oath of office and secrecy. Yesterday, Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dr. Shivmaya Tumbahamphe, administered the oath of office to Bhattarai at the Federal Parliament Secretariat. Bhattarai was elected the parliamentarian from Kaskitu in the by-election held November 30. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Google Prasad Bhaskar, has expressed his concern over the influence of biased journalism among the citizen. Addressing the 55th anniversary celebration of the Rising Nepal National Daily yesterday, Minister Bhaskar said the mainstream media houses should ensure fact-based contents. He took time to claim that some media houses seemed making efforts at misleading the masses by making fake accusations against the government in various contexts. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation has won the 2019's Most Popular Airlines Award. Airlines Critics and Bloggers Association presented the award to the Nepal Airlines Corporation for its quality service. Nepal Airlines Corporation Executive Chair Madan Karel received the award amidst a program organized by the association in Kathmandu yesterday. The association prepared video clips of several kinds of services by the Nepal Airlines Corporation during its international flights and the award was decided on the basis of public votes. Cold wave has started affecting the life in western Tarai districts of the country. Cold has significantly increased with the presence of thick fog. School and college students, teachers and workers are finding it very hard to go with daily activities while children and the aged people have been affected the most by the adverse weather due to increased risk of pneumonia and other pulmonary diseases. Aiming at easing the traffic management in Kathmandu Valley and mitigating the road accidents, the Metropolitan Traffic Police Division has started a three-month campaign. The division officials argued that with the campaign, the concept of traffic awareness would be disseminated to the public and the use of roads would be developed as a culture. The division has hoped that practical use of traffic rules, lane discipline and the behavioural changes of the driver would be enforced to reduce the road accidents. The Karnali Province government has started the program of opening saving accounts to the daughters born in the province. The current fiscal year budgetary program of the provincial government bank accounts of daughters' lifetime safety has begun from Kalikot. Karnali Province Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Shahi marked the inception of the program from Kalikot amidst a program yesterday. The maintenance of runway and taxiway of Trivan International Airport has completed before the slated time. With it, the flights of Andrew TIA could be operated 21 hours every day. The Chinese construction company Aero Technology International Engineering Corporation completed the maintenance before 5 months of the slated time. The company handed over the project to Trivan International Airport Authority on Tuesday. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Two civilians, including several children, have been killed in northwest Syria as Russian and government forces launched a series of air raids. The Syrian Civil Defense, also known as the White House Helmets, said that attacks on Tuesday targeted a dozen towns and villages in Marid al-Numan district, Idlib province, causing civilians to flee en masse towards internally displaced people camps near the Turkish border. U.S. President Donald Trump has lashed out over his impending impeachment in an irate letter to top Democrat Nancy Pelosi, accusing her of declaring open war on American democracy. Trump faces an impeachment vote until Wednesday over allegations he pressured Ukraine for personal political gain. He is expected to be impeached, setting up a trial in the Senate. With little hope of changing the outcome of Wednesday's vote in the House, Trump used his six-page letter to angrily rail against the process and denounce Pelosi, the Democratic Speaker of the House. It was a remarkable intervention by the president, who fought to stymie the impeachment process by preventing key aides from testifying before the House of Representatives. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the eastern hill region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 17.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Discussions on the report presented by the chairman are ongoing in the standing committee meeting of the Communist Party. CIAA arrest chief administrating officer of the Guti Corporation and his deputy, alleging them of corruption. International Migrants Day being observed today with the aim of making global community aware about rights of migrant workers and their family members, and 22 civilians killed in Syrian government and Russian air offensive in northeastern Syria. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.